From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has repeated the Obama administration's call for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down. Mr. Kerry said the timing of Assad's departure has to be decided through negotiation. Speaking in London after talks with Britain's Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate.
We're prepared to negotiate. Is Assad prepared to negotiate, really negotiate? Is Russia prepared to bring him to the table and actually find the solution to this violence? Those are the pregnant questions.
Separately, a Syrian watchdog group said Islamist insurgents have killed 56 members of Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday the government fighters were shot execution style at the Abu Dhuhr military airport. The killings happened earlier this week, but it took several days to confirm the deaths. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has sworn in a new government. Former Petroleum Minister Sharif Ismail is the new prime minister. Several ministers, including the ministers of Finance, Interior, and Defense, kept their posts in the new government. Last Saturday, former Prime Minister Ibrahim Malab and his cabinet resigned in the face of intense media criticism and a widening corruption investigation that saw the agriculture minister arrested on corruption charges. The new government will be responsible for overseeing long-delayed parliamentary elections that take place in phases from October 17th to December 2nd. This is VOA News. A senior EU official says the 28-member bloc should help countries on the front line in the refugee crisis while also strengthening their external borders. Speaking at the end of a two-day visit to Macedonia, European Union Enlargement Commissioner Johannes Hahn said the EU needs to assist Balkan countries in coping with the influx of migrants and refugees from the Middle East and Africa. As part of the initiative to encourage people fleeing war in Syria to stay in bordering countries, Hahn has proposed a fund of about $1.1 billion for Turkey to cope with the crisis.
The reason why I proposed only a few days ago to reallocate the money provided to Turkey, and I'm talking till up to 1 billion euro to help Turkey to deal with these challenges.
Hahn said the money will also help people to stay in the region in order to return to their home country as soon as the conditions there would permit. In West Africa, tensions in Burkina Faso remain high despite the release from custody of the former transition president and other ministers Friday. They had been held hostage by soldiers from the presidential guard, who seized power on Wednesday. Across the country, groups of protesters are putting up roadblocks to show their discontent over the coup. Emily Yob reports from Burkina Faso.
A few hundred people gathered at one of the main squares. The crowd could be heard singing "Our Homeland or Death," a motto from Burkina's revolutionary figure and former president, Thomas Sankara. In capital city Ouagadougou, clashes were also reported between anti-coup protesters and soldiers. A delegation from Economic Community of West African State, ECOWAS, arrived in Burkina and met with General Diandere, the leader of the CND, to try to mediate the crisis. The CND is asking for inclusive elections, which would allow former member of President Blaise Compaoré's government to run. Compaoré has been president of Burkina for 27 years, before being ousted from power last year, after he tried to change the constitution in order to seek another term in office. Emily Up from VOA News, Bobo Dialusso, Burkina Faso.
And Pope Francis has begun a 10-day trip to Cuba and the United States, two bitter adversaries that, with the pontiff's guidance, recently ended decades of Cold War-era hostility. The pope departed Rome Saturday morning and arrived in Havana just minutes ago. The pontiff will celebrate Mass in Revolutionary Square on Sunday and will hold a private meeting with Cuban President Raúl Castro. His U.S. schedule includes a meeting with President Obama, speeches to the U.S. Congress and the United Nations, and a Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.